The Rock and Roll Generation. Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music. 1966. 1966 got current. It happened with topical songs about the now generation that wanted to hear updated messages.
It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon.
Simon and Garfunkel wrote and performed The Dangling Conversation, I Am a Rock, Sounds of Silence, Homeward Bound, and many others.
And the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
Each in its own form was a message and a protest. Frank Sinatra was always around somewhere, and this was his year to climb back on the pop charts.
Strangers in the night.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1966.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
And the Shondells, when they were together before they broke up just about 8 months to a year ago. And My Baby Does the Hanky Panky. The year is 1966. Big Wilson with music right on WPGC Radio Number 1. Music time, 6:16.
WPGC.
Hey,
is a reality. You can't always run away. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl.
Georgie girl,
Georgie girl,
Georgie girl,
Georgie girl,
Georgie girl,
Georgie girl.
The Seekers and Georgie Girl. Big Wilson in 1966. Big Wilson Music Time at WPGC at 6:18, and the music from 1966 and the history keeps going on. Tommy McLean. And our radio number one. The year is 1966 in the rock and roll generation at WPGC, and the temperature outside is a mild 69. Hey, where is winter, friends? You know, it's December here. The environment has been so beautiful and so fantastic. Here's probably one of the funniest or one of the most novel songs of 1966. Ray Stevens, after his invention of Ahab the Arab 2 years before, came on with a whole lot of funny things between then and this particular period in the rock and roll generation. Freddie Feelgood.
Well, they got a tight little unit, you know that I'm most famous all over from coast to coast. I really laying down the sound as much as you can stand. They got three outfits.
he can really go some. Blows real cool, make all the girls drool. He blows the bass. They got a fella named Tyrone. He plays trombone. Cat named Percy, have mercy, plays piano in the treble clef. And the trumpet man, he's the leader of the band. Yes, Freddie feel good himself. You know it sounds so fine. It's the kind of with a down-home beat that you can understand. I'm talking about Fred Feel Good and his funky little five-piece band. Whoa, yeah. Ah, work out now. Room, bam, boom, diddle, bam, boom, ding, dong, doom, ding, dong, diddle, bam.
His funky little old five-piece band, Ray Stevens in 1966 in the rock and roll generation with Big Wilson at WPGC.
Five.
The Motown generation.
Okay, Lucky, you got a nice Christmas bonus check.
1966 was the first year that a women's lib song ever made it. It was kind of subtle, but it was a women's lib song nonetheless. Young lady by the name of Sandra Posey. She says she was born a woman.
No difference if you're rich or poor, or if you're smart or dumb. A woman's place in this old world is under some man's thumb. And if you're born a woman, you're born to be hurt. You're born to
women's lip song ever. I was born a woman, and I'm glad it happened that way. And even though she said she's glad it happened that way, which any normal female should, she did have her objections and things like that, like they were born to be stepped on and lied to and cheated upon and things like that. So I guess that officially was the women's lip song that started any other women's lip song to inspiration, I guess. Sandy Posey, she used to be a demo singer, which was the gals or guys that used to just sing records so stars could hear them back before they actually went in to record them just to see what they would sound like. Big Wilson and Music at WPGC.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. The background music of a television commercial
became a nationwide top 10 hit. And no matter what shape your stomach was in, you probably heard it sometime that year.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1966.
Morning sun.
If it was a monkey's year, it certainly had to be a mama's and papa's year as they emerged as one of the more popular groups of 1966. This is one of the biggest from 1966, Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday.
A big year for the mamas and the papas. Big Wilson, the radio number one, WPGC. Some fun time, 24 before 7.
WPGC music.
Group from Chicago, made it big in 66. Gloria. Shadows of Night.
Alright. And her name is G.
is around here. Just about midnight, she made me feel so good. I want to tell you, she made me feel all right. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then you call out my name. That made me feel alright. G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria.
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout all night.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it every place.
Shadows of Night and Gloria. Didn't have too much after that, but what they had was a very gigantic thing. Beck Wilson on radio, number one, WPGC of the year is 1966. Donovan, super year for him. He wrote most everything he did. Leach is his last name, by the way, L-E-I-T-C-H. Englander, Donovan Leach.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I've made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. And a trick in a book and a paper, all that I can find. Everybody's hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset.
Donovan Leach in Englander. Sunshine Superman, baby. Big Wilson of Music in 1966 on radio number one at WPGC.
The American Top 40. Brought to you each Sunday morning by S. Klein Department Stores. Every hour, a different year in the rock and roll generation. 1954 to 1971.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving. Catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow.
running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
Bob Lynn, the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Big Wilson in the year 1966 in the rock and roll generation on WPGC. Radio number one. Here's a gentleman that in 1966 wasn't too controversial. He was basically into a soul bag. In 1970 and 71 and some parts of 69, he got pretty darn heavy with a couple of songs. His songs then, back in 69, 70, and 71, were all about war and stopping the war and things like that. Edwin Starr. But for 1966, he was just basically into his own soul bag. In fact, the song was called Agent 00 Soul.
I dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and a high-collar shirt. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. I don't wear a false mustache, and you never see me carry around a little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00
soul. To come in the future years, or they were the future years in 1966, now really they're the past years, but to come in, say, 69 through 71, were some very controversial things like war and stop the war now and a couple other ditties that were pretty darn heavy. Thank Wilson with Radio Number One, WPGC.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1966.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
America was involved in the Vietnam War. And an ex-Special Forces sergeant who had been there sang about it.
Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret.
From the ballad by Barry Sadler, we went back into time with the new vaudeville band as they recreated the Roaring Twenties. It was also a year that saw the rise of groups with wacky names like the Lovin' Spoonful. Ah, but hang in there, Bat fans. The best is yet to come.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1966.
Chester Cathedral, the new vaudeville band, who I guess today are pumping gas somewhere, friends, because that is one of those groups that is so exemplary of so many, many groups. You know, they have one hit man, and that's it, bang. You know, you never hear from them again. 1966 on the rock and roll generation, but heretofore they were into, like, live human being-type movies as opposed to cartoons and animation, but 1966, they got into animation.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
Submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
And they turned that song into a movie as well, Yellow Submarine. Big Wilson and Fun at WPGC Radio number one in the year 1966. Frank Sinatra had a daughter, and she made it pretty big in 1966. This was her biggest. She had about two or three all together in the entire year, but none bigger than this one. The boots, they're made for walking.
You keep saying you got something for me. Shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Nancy Sinatra making those boots walk here, there, everywhere. Nancy Sinatra in 1966, a gigantic songstress who had a couple of hits. Big Wilson here with music at WPGC, and Brian Lawrence is next, finishing up 1966 and then going right after the 66 year into 1967. Music time, 1 minute before 7.
Oh, I'm
Mitch Ryder.
Stop!
WCFM Morningside.
Petula Clark, five records after her number one smash, Downtown, with a song called A Sign of the Times. It didn't quite make the top 10. It got as high as number 11 on the national charts, but still a strong record, A Sign of the Times. 5 minutes after 7, here at WPGC number 1. Good evening, I'm Brian Lawrence, and the rock and roll generation here from PGC, and this is year number 1966. We're finishing up before 1967. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. Here is a record that started to diversify a company called A&M Records. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass was really the first group to get this company off the ground, and its hit recordings really made a lot of capital for it. Well, they've started to diversify after this and get some more groups, and this is one of the other groups. The Sandpipers in Guantanamera, the first hit for that group.
Encendido mi verso. hizo este un verde claro.
The words mean I am a truthful man from the land of the palm trees. And before dying, I want to share these poems of my soul. My poems are soft green. My poems are also flaming crimson. My poems are like a wounded fawn seeking refuge in the forest. The last verse says, con los pobres de la tierra. With the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountains please me more than the sea.
Calavero and the first hit for a group called the Sandpipers on WPGC number 1, wrapping up year number 1966 at 8 minutes after 7. WPGC Rock and Roll Generation Time. This is Brian Lawrence with you.